Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. First, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Now, set your listening buddy to your side and let's take 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, you are going to think about how your body feels as you rest in sunlight. This is all pretend. So you are very safe. You will start by thinking about your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your sunbeam. It is in a warm and bright green meadow. The grass is soft and fluffy, waving gently with the breeze. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as the sunlight shines on your toes. Are your toes feeling cozy and warm? Let the sun warm your feet and breathe like a dragon in and out. Next, think about your legs. How do they feel? Your legs are warm and tingling, just like your feet. Relax as you feel the sunlight shining on them. Now, focus on your tummy. How does it feel? Relax into the soft green grass and breathe, like a dragon, in and out. The sun gently warms your belly as you lie in the grass. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open with your fingers spread out, allowing the shoots of grass to grow between them. Your hands relax as the sun's warmth surrounds them. Now think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the sunlight gently warm them as you rest your arms in the grass. Next, focus on your shoulders. Let them settle down into the grass and breathe like a dragon in and out. The sunlight warms your shoulders gently. Now think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sun surround your head with a cozy glow. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sun gently warms your face, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Now your whole body is bathed in sunlight as the cozy sunbeam covers your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, neck, and head like a cozy blanket. Relax and feel the sun hug you as you rest in the soft grass. As you continue to enjoy the sun's warmth, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is A Creative Mess. It was a peaceful weekend on Awe Island. In the basement of one of the little houses in the neighborhood, Helen and her friends, Brianna and Rogelio, had decided to spend the afternoon painting together. Helen stopped painting for a moment to admire her art. She was painting a picture of her house, her family, and her dog. A big, bright orange sun lit up the upper right corner of the painting. Green grass dotted with flowers filled the yard in front of the house. To the side of the house, Helen had painted her family and her dog. Painting people and animals was more difficult than houses and flowers, Helen thought. But still, she was pleased with how everything was looking. She especially liked that her house in the painting had a bright red door. In real life, her house's door was brown. Helen always wanted to have a bright red front door, but her parents didn't think that was necessary. But that's one reason why Helen liked painting so much. She could make things whatever color she wanted. If she wanted a blue sun and a purple moon, then she would paint a blue sun and a purple moon. While creating her art, Helen never paid much attention to the area around her. Today was no different. She had spilled some paint on the sheet covering the floor, and she dropped her paintbrush a couple of times. There were splatters of paint all over the table where the paint was laid out, and the smock covering her clothes was covered with handprints where she had wiped her hands. She had even managed to get paint in her hair and on her face. As Helen stepped back to admire her painting, she noticed that Brianna had also stopped painting and was looking around in dismay. "What's the matter, Brianna?" Helen asked. "You look a little upset." "Well," said Brianna, looking a little worried, "it's such a mess in here. There is paint everywhere, even on your face and hair. How are we going to clean it all up? I think it will take a really long time, and your dad said we have to clean up when we're done painting." Now Rogelio had also stopped painting and was looking around the room. "Oh, wow," he said. "Yeah, it's pretty messy. I tried really hard to be neat," said Brianna, sounding a little frustrated. The two girls looked at Rogelio's area. He had spilled a little paint on the sheet covering the floor and gotten some on his easel. His area wasn't as neat as Brianna's, but it was fairly clean. Trying to make everyone feel better, Rogelio said, "At least Helen's painting looks really colorful." "Yes," said Brianna slowly, "Helen's painting looks very nice." Helen thought for a moment, noticing Brianna still looked worried. Helen took another step back and looked at the whole area where they had been painting. Brianna was right. Helen's own area was pretty messy, messier than Rogelio's, and much messier than Brianna's. Then Helen said thoughtfully, "Why did we decide to paint in the first place?" The other children looked surprised, and each thought for a moment. Then Rogelio said, "I wanted to paint because it's fun, and my dad puts my painting on the refrigerator for everyone to see." Brianna said after a moment, "Well, yeah, making art is fun. I like to be creative. I was going to give my picture to my mom so she could take it to work." Helen nodded and said, "I will give mine to my grandma. She always likes my pictures, and she doesn't care if I make a mess when I paint." "That's nice," said Brianna. "I guess as long as we're having fun, making pictures we're proud of, that's the most important thing. It's really fun to paint together. But your dad said we have to clean up afterward, and I'm worried it will take a really long time with this big mess. And I have to go home right at 3:00. Helen replied, "You're right, Brianna. Being neater would make cleanup easier, so we wouldn't have to feel rushed when we're done painting." I'll try to be neater next time. But we can clean up pretty quickly today. Don't worry, Brianna. Brianna smiled back at Helen and said, "Okay," in a happier voice. Then Rogelio said, "Yes, if we all work together, we can clean up quickly. Working together makes things faster." Brianna and Helen nodded and agreed. The three children soon finished their paintings. All the paintings looked really nice, and each child felt very excited to show them to their family members. Then the children began to clean up. Helen focused on cleaning up her area, since that was the messiest. She cleaned up as fast as she could, and soon her area was all cleaned up. After cleaning up his own area, Rogelio collected the paints and put them away in a cabinet. Brianna's area was mostly already clean, so she rinsed the paintbrushes in the sink and set them out to dry on a towel. In the end, it didn't take too long to clean up at all. Finally, it was time for Brianna and Rogelio to go home. Brianna took her painting home to give to her mom to take to work, and Rogelio took his painting home so his dad could put it on the refrigerator. Helen put her painting on a shelf so she could remember to take it to her grandma's house in a few weeks. As they were saying goodbye, the children made plans to meet next weekend at Rogelio's house. Next time, they would make sculptures with clay. After her friends left, Helen felt tired. It was a good time to take a nap, she thought. She went to her room and laid down on her bed with her favorite blanket. As she cuddled up into the blanket, she yawned. Being creative is tiring, she realized. Helen pulled her blanket closer, feeling grateful that she and her friends could clean up their mess quickly by working together. She felt grateful that she had realized she could be more tidy next time. Most of all, Helen felt grateful that she and her friends could be creative together and make beautiful art to share with people they loved. Helen took a deep dragon breath, in and out. She smiled and took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Her eyes closed and she took one last deep dragon breath, in and out. And as she drifted to sleep, her mind filled with all the beautiful colors she would use the next time she painted. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.